Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday is the day which you have found yourself in or upon, as it were. September the, what is it, the 26th, yeah? Jay, we've got the 26th. Hooray, hooray. Yes, let's hear it.
Getting closer and closer to October.
Well, I'll leave that to Jennifer. All right, so we may need a little bit of adjustment there, James, to the audio volume. It was a little hotsky, but other than that, we are fine and dandy as sugar and candy, understanding what the day is about and having a pretty open and optimistic view to start the hour. The fact that nature is as important in our lives as it is. We talk about the weather. After all, the weather is nature, right? Nature is the weather and weather is nature. One, you can't have, it's like love and marriage. You can't have one without the other. So can we put that to music? Nature, and no, I guess not. I can try. Nature, every day, paints a beautiful picture for us, like it or not. Imagine looking into those clouds that seem angry. They come before or with a storm, right? You see those dark, angry clouds that come before a tornado, for example. There's a beauty in that, although you may not see the practical beauty in it. It may not be that it is practically beautiful, but there is a beauty to it. And pictures, what's the old expression, paint a thousand, what is it? What's
picture a says words. A thousand
says
words.
Says a thousand words, says it, right. So if you can just look around where you are in your space and see the infinite beauty that is there, you'll probably be A-okay. One of the things that a lot of conservationists have been all worked up about is the depletion of the rhinoceros population. I know that you probably every night, Jay, wake up and say, oh, what's going on with the rhinos? Well, there has been a surge in population thanks to the efforts of a lot of people who have paid attention. And it's not astonishing. At one point in time, there were 500,000 rhinos in Africa and some over in Asia as well. And because of the poaching of these bastards that go around and kill them and use them for trophies, especially in Africa where it has been, well, there's been a real problem in Asia too, but the Africans have allowed this to happen with elephants and rhinos and other species. So, you know, you talk about, well, we've got to do our best to save all these. Well, most of the time, especially with species like this, it's Americans. Well, it is Americans, but it's human beings who are responsible for the depletion to the point where there are 10% as many rhinos around now as there were 25 years ago. But the population is increasing because people are more aware of there's not a danger in terms of the environment for rhinos. The only environment they have to worry about is a guy with a gun.
Yeah, those trophy hunters.
Yeah, right. That bastard. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, they're not. That's the kicker.
Some of them, yeah, exactly. Well, look at it that way. Yes, correctamundo. Powerball jackpot has climbed to 835 million smackaroonies. Nobody got the top prize again yesterday. So the winless streak, what is the... What's the problem here? Too many, are the odds too high? One in 292 million?
Well, yeah, the more people that play, the higher it gets, and the higher the odds.
Right. Four tickets matched the five numbers. Yeah, so they got $1 million, which isn't nothing to sneeze at. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that's great. It's, that you have that guaranteed where you don't have to split that if multiple people get it.
Nope, you get it. Okay, so there are a lot of woozy things going on woozy. I like there's a word there that I don't use very often. There was an explosion in New Jersey yesterday, massive explosion. You see this? At a home. It led to five people being taken by air ambulance to the hospitals that are nearby. This is West Milford, New Jersey. The dispatch police officer got a number of 911 calls all of a sudden. And so the fire department obviously showed up and the first aid squad showed up and other people responded as well. One of the people that lived next door said, quote, there was this vibration. Then there was this shock. It felt like it was going to push my house over as well. And
well, some people thought it was their own house, their own homes that were exploding rather than the neighbors at first. Just the way that blast was.
Mm-hmm. It was the propane gas. Well, any gas is dangerous if it's not properly installed, properly monitored. Those old, if you have if you're out in the country and you've got a propane tank, you should check it from time to time. Have somebody check it because it gets rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on the bottom, and where the connections are, there's rust that will affect the security of the tank. Now, leaking in and of itself isn't going to be a problem unless there's something there that will cause the gas to explode. That could be any number of things, but it doesn't explode on its own. It doesn't just come out of the tank and go kaboom. It doesn't, that just doesn't, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have something that ignites it. And sometimes I've seen people who had out in the country, they had these old tanks and lightning would hit. And that's, kaboom, that's the end of that. But there are always, you know, you see in the movies sometimes there's a scene in one of the Bourne movies where he's just beating up a bad guy and he wants to get rid of the evidence. So he breaks the gas line and leaves a match on the table, leaves a candle on the table and runs out of the house.
Yeah, or puts it in the microwave and, like, that's the microwave. But this was a home that was recently purchased. And the new owners were apparently doing construction or cleaning it out. They were doing something themselves, DIY kind of situation.
Yep.
And I mean, this is almost like a Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, call in Tom Kreitler. Bring in Kreitler.
And the great thing about Tom is he has the tips of how to do things yourself, but he also says when you should not do things yourself and call in an expert.
Yeah. All right, so you can go to moneypit.com and get that information. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program, 14 after the hour on Tuesday. Six people are dead. Train hit an SUV with the family in the SUV. What a mess. Six people. Six dead. This was down in Hillsborough County, Florida. So this guy, Jose Hernandez, driving his Escalade, and this is how many people are doing this in the course of the day. So he got to a railroad crossing, which had a stop sign and a railroad crossing sign. So the wife, two children, one adult child, two friends, gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody quite figured out why. Why would you go across the tracks? Apparently somebody watched and he went so slowly. Some of the people were just pushed. It's like a movie.
Car. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and people who were nearby, they were honking. They were trying to get them to understand, like, hey, there's a train coming by.
I think it was a language thing, a language barrier, perhaps.
I'm not sure. I mean, even if you just hear honking, not even words, just people honking, and you look around, and I don't know, I didn't see a photo or anything, so I don't know if there were any trees or, like, bushes around blocking, but you can typically hear it. There's a train coming, but he even went by slowly. It's just the family members who lost these loved ones, but also the friends that were in the vehicle, the deceased children's, their friends who were with them, those family members who thought that they were just sending their child off to have a good time with their friends.
Well, that's what they were doing. Much as anything else. Oy. All right. The Republican debate is tonight, isn't it?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Right, I'm on it. All right, so do we want to spend time talking about Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Ramaswamy and Pence and Tim Scott?
What are they all up to these days?
Yeah. Rehearsing for the event tomorrow night. So who's your favorite candidate? You pick a handicapping. Who is on that list? I look at that list, and I will. There are four people that I think are interesting. Haley, Ramaswamy, Scott, and Chris Christie. The other two, I have no use for DeSantis whatsoever. And Pence is just kind of, he's just
kind of there.
Kind of there.
Well, according to a lot of surveys and polls, I think most of the population would agree with you, aside from Christie.
Mm-hmm. What, they don't like Christie?
Just from what I'm seeing in the different polls and stats and stuff of how people are swaying. It's
interesting because he's probably the best administrator of all the people that are there in reality. And that's kind of what you need. Mm-hmm. You need an administrator, right? It's just how in the world can
well,
we
one
run
of the things
all
with
of
Donald
stuff.
Trump where people are like, he ran this place like a business. It should have been run like a business.
Right,
it is
exactly.
A business, essentially.
That is something that is in his favor, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's visit about Calitrin, shall we? From the top of the world, Calitrin is the weight loss support formula. It's stimulant-free. It's drug-free. It's really basically a dietary supplement. That's what it is. The ingredients are pretty simple and straightforward. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. And right now they have a quick start couple pack. They've brought that back. That means you get 45% off right now. Go to toploss.com. Click on shop now. See, I don't think I need to tell every time the story of Calitrin, because I think I've been telling it for years, and I think what we're interested in here is trying to get people to see why now might be a good time to get in on the action. So you want to turn your body back into the fat-burning machine it used to be? You want to build some muscle? You want to decrease your appetite? You want to detox your body? Then use the couple's quick start pack for you and for her or him. Check it out. 6 months of Calitrin. Right now, it's the best deal at toploss.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with some sad news for those of you who are fans of NCIS. Actually, those of us who go back to the days of the man from Uncle, the passing of David McCallum, who was Ilya Kuryakin. I've had in my mind, Jay, I was going to start a contest and every day have four questions for people. And if they answer all four questions right, I'm going to give them some money. And I haven't quite figured out how to legislate. I used to do a lot of that stuff, and I haven't. One of my questions, if I were doing that today, would be, what was the name of David McCallum's character in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? And another question would be, who is his co-star? Robert Vaughn was Solo, and McCallum was Kuryakin. Solo was an American agent. McCallum played a Russian agent. And it was an interesting, it was quite a lot of fun for the era. It was in the 90s.
Nice.
So anyway, but he's probably best known as Dr. Mallard, i.e. Ducky, and we'll talk about that role and what some people have said about his passing in a moment here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
NCIS, by the way, Jay, has been the most popular television program for years running, like 12, 14 years, the number one most viewed television program. And there were a lot of spin-offs from it, but the original was the one when they had a really good cast, a lot of interesting characters. Sort of the last few years, they haven't had that many good ones, kind of petered off. But when Ducky was in it, and here's a clip from him, it was really kind of an interesting relationship he had with Mark Harmon's character.
Hey, I win the pool.
Wait a minute, how do you figure that?
I predicted that Gibbs would last 4 days as director before reverting to working a case. This is Thursday. 4 days.
He is not working the case. He's just curious.
Every time he's been at the crime scene, he's been there to investigate. How is today different?
He is in the Navy Yard because that's where the director's office is located.
All right, so that's the dialogue back and forth between Weatherly's character and McCallum's character on NCIS. Just a really, everything you read about him, mm-hmm. his family says that he was the kindest, coolest, most patient and most loving father, put family before self.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, his grandchildren.
Did he continue to act up until...
Yeah, he was in an NCIS episode at the beginning of the last season, he was in the episode. He was 90 years old, so...
Good for him.
Yeah, he... I think it's so warm and wonderful to have people talk about you that way. His grandson, with his grandfather, and they had great, deep, philosophical conversations. That's just kind of cool. So, the passing of David McCallum, we note here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
To some, this might sound like a typical family dog. Mm. But at Dog Chow, we know that for a veteran suffering from PTSD, this could be the sound of life-saving therapy.
Thanks, Betty.
That's why we've made it our mission to connect every military hero in need with a canine hero of their own. To learn about the simple ways you can help Dog Chow in our mission, visit dogchow.com/veterans.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW at lunchtime. He'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. Today is officially National Pancake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. Welcome into this half hour of the Good Day program for Tuesday, the 26th of September. You're listening to the delightful Jay Kirshner and the sometimes wonderful Doug Steffen. If I do say so myself.
More than sometimes.
Well, I think sometimes, aren't we all tough on ourselves from time to time? Aren't you more tough on yourself than anybody else? I think I am on me. Mm-hmm. And although some people would think I was tougher on them than I am on me, don't believe that for a second. I'm very tough on me and have been for most of my life. Whatever toll it takes, I want things to be better. I don't want things to get messed up. I want to live up to my commitments. Yeah, that's just kind of the way I was raised, and I raised myself. So where did I get that? I got that from people on the farm. The basic tenets of life you learn from being on the farm, being around the animals, being around growth, mm-hmm. being around that wisdom. It comes, the animals have amazing wisdom. And oftentimes, you know, you think when they understand their reality, and most of the animals that I'm around, most of the cows don't make mistakes. They know, you know, what they're supposed to eat and what they're not supposed to eat. If the feed isn't good, they won't eat it. You know, once in a while I have feed, especially with all the rain, might still be in a feed trough or a cart or a wagon that I put out, and they won't eat it because it's turned rancid, or it's turned, you know, the rain rots everything, and sometimes you can't get things changed around as much. So the self-discipline, I think that's the point here, that you learn from those in nature, is a good way to probably look at your own life, right? I would think
you are. It's a beautiful influence, Jay. Yes.
Yeah, well, you'd be good at that, or are good at that. All right, so now that leads into this story about this 16-year-old boy who has now been charged with third-degree arson after the fireworks that he set off burned 28 acres. This is Meridian, Idaho. I was going to say Iowa, but Idaho. He lit up fireworks, and it immediately, because he didn't know what he was doing, set a fire on farmland and forest land. So this is a post that I saw on Facebook. The fire departments from three or four different towns had to come in and put, plus the Bureau of Land Management got involved in this thing to put the fire out. So, you know,
28 acre fire. That's massive. And it could have been so much worse.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's the thing. You see? The boy tried to run away and knew what he'd done, but he was caught. So he should be charged as an adult. Charged with, this was something, I don't know whether it was a dare. Something tells me somewhere in here there was a dare. Am I right? Did you get that out of looking at this somehow? I dare you to do
it. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking maybe it was some 16-year-old who was bored and had access to fireworks.
All right. As long as we're in the fire department column, the fire department of New York has announced they have issued a statement about deaths regarding September 11th, and it appears, Jay, that the first responder deaths from related diseases as an aftermath of September 11th, 2001, now have actually matched the number of people who were killed that day.
Isn't that
so? That means 3,000 people, first responders, have died since the months after 9/11, related illnesses, and it's just the pile of bodies here come, they get higher and higher. Most of them are battling with cancer. They have pulmonary fibrosis. There are all kinds of things, breathing in, any of that stuff. Even if you have masks on, some of that stuff is so toxic.
And those particles, they still get in, and especially things that just hang in the air.
Eat you up.
And we were aware of this. It was discussed that a lot of those first responders who survived 9/11 were dying post 9/11 because of these related illnesses. Mm-hmm. But when you have that fact that the related diseases now match the number that were killed
gruesome.
In the attack itself, that is just
gruesome.
Whoa.
It's gruesome. Yeah. And what have we done to hold the people from Saudi Arabia accountable? Not a damn thing. I mean, went after the people supposedly that were directly, indirectly, you know, involved, and they ended up in Guantanamo, and, you know, there were some people who were guilty of whatever sins and offenses were tied to that, but the real people responsible are making $300 million a year selling oil to the United States and everybody else in the world. So they disgust me. Here's, as long as we're in New York, another person's been arrested in that fentanyl daycare case. Wow. Remember this from last week? The one-year-old boy died. Was it last week or the week before? When was this first in front of us?
It was within the last 2 weeks. I think it was early last week. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right. So three people arrested in this case. The death of a young What, year, two-year-old
kid? Yeah, he was one. And a few other kids were taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
But one died. And this was an apartment place daycare center. So this was an at-home type of daycare center where did these people, were they even, clearly they weren't qualified to be doing this. Mm-hmm. Somebody put fentanyl, stashed it away on stacked mats, these mats that the children sleep on during nap time.
Mm-hmm. The drug culture in our world, the amount of money that people pay to get high, whether it's with marijuana or regular drugs, or what is there about? I guess I'm going back to what we said earlier in the half hour about being tough on yourself. What is there in your mind that would possess you to do this kind of harm to yourself, to leave others exposed to it at the same time?
So well, definitely not thinking. That's the problem with addiction. And people don't just start off on fentanyl. And fentanyl is so scary. You don't even have to ingest it or smoke it or anything like that. You touch it, and it can do severe harm. But we're seeing more and more, and this is one of the things we discuss a lot, Doug, is a lot of times addiction starts with prescribed pills. Sometimes it starts with just hanging around the wrong crowd. It only takes one experience, and some people just have more of an addictive personality than others, and it rolls into other things.
I don't want to sound like I don't have, tolerance. My mother was addicted to all kinds of stuff, and I think that's kind of what affects my attitude toward people who are not strong enough to stay away from that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
much anything else, so.
Well, especially when an addiction is an illness, and it should be treated as such, but when that illness causes harm to others, mm-hmm. kills children, that is the unacceptable side of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, most everybody's going to be affected whose lives are touched by somebody who has that problem. My family certainly was. You overcome it to the point that you can. But just thinking about it's kind of a selfish thing. I have a hard time holding my mother in that place. But she didn't have she basically was committing suicide because she didn't know a way to get out of an unhappy marriage. And a lot of people do that kind of stuff. They bury themselves in alcohol or drugs because they can't figure out. There's always going to be help. That's maybe the lesson here is there's always going to be help. Being judgmental, you don't have to, but if you can, because there is so much help around today, churches and social gathering, there's just lots of it. I remember my mother's best help was her best friend who wasn't successful and, ultimately in helping my mother, but she was really a good source. Her name was Jean Goddard. She lived down the street and she was very caring and knew what was going on, and they tried to help my mother as much as she could, but she was kind of the only one. My mother went to the minister of the church for help, and instead he ended up taking advantage of her. So, there's that, I suppose, too. All right, enough of that. I don't want to go down that rat hole. Here's the story of 804,000 people who have found themselves in an enviable situation from late this summer until now, and I'm wondering how this is. Excuse me, I'm getting emotional about what I was just talking about. Excuse me for that. How in the world? This is something that I didn't know anything about. We talked about the Biden administration paying off student loan balances for a million or so former college students, the mm-hmm. borrowers, and so. There's a quiet new option from the federal government, and there were people who filled out. I didn't know any of this. Tell me if you knew any about this. They were the Department of Education sent around a form to people that they had on record for who were paying still for college, and hundreds of thousands of people filled out. This and they tied the payments to their income. So somehow or other, if you owed more than this, I'm looking at the stats, if you owed more than $27,000 on your college debt, it was erased depending on your income. So that's 804,000 people who at this time last year owed more than $27,000. This time, this year, owe zero. Nothing. And how'd they come up with a formula? This is very smooth, I think. Well, the federal government doesn't even get away with. I'm surprised the Republicans aren't all over this, but Biden got away with it. And I say got away with it. One of the crimes here is that the student loan interest was so high that it was very difficult for you to make a dent in paying down the debt because you're always paying the interest. And a lot of people who, we could all find somebody in our circle of friends, perhaps, who were going on. I have my son-in-law, who's been a college professor for 20 years, was still paying his debt down until this year. And now that I think about it, I think he was one of the ones that, he is now. Now that I'm thinking about it, he was one of the ones who got loan forgiveness. A certain income and certain... But imagine, what's the message here? I guess that's what's confusing to a lot of people. What the heck is the message? Don't go to college because it's too expensive? Don't get a degree if you need to have one?
But that's the thing. College itself isn't what's so expensive. It's the interest.
Yeah, it's paying the interest on the debt, correct.
Mm-hmm.
So did Biden do the right thing by these people? I suppose the answer is kind of yes, but how is it that these people...
Also puts
some
a band-aid on an issue rather than addressing and fixing the issue for futures to come. You can't just keep putting band-aids on things.
8% interest. This guy owed $150,000, and it got chopped down to $63,000. All right. Food for thought, literally and figuratively. You're in Good Day, 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap. With fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Now, 53, say that again with more authority, Duggar, please. 53 past the hour on the Good Day program, which means it's time for Food, Farm, and Family Focus here on the Good Day program, celebrating Johnny Appleseed Day, Jay, the legend of Johnny Appleseed. And most people that I know who know of Johnny Appleseed are surprised to discover that he actually lived. He was not just, the story
yes.
is true. Yeah,
not folklore.
No,
human.
Yep.
Human person.
John Chapman was his name. He was a nurseryman, a treeman. He introduced apple trees all over the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. He was a conservationist. He was a missionary, actually, going back to the beginning of our country as it was being formed. And so now we have Johnny Appleseed Day on September 26th. if you look back, though, in history long before Johnny Appleseed, apples were around. There is reference to it with Adam and Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it goes to Alexander the Great, who supposedly discovered a dwarf apple in what's now Kazakhstan. And then colonists brought apples to North America in the 1600s. Matter of fact, there was an apple orchard planted in Boston in 1625. And then Johnny Chapman was born in 1774, September 26th, 1774, i.e. that's why it's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Happy birthday, sir.
Yep. His first nursery was planted near Warren, Pennsylvania. And then he went for the rest of his life until he died in 1845 doing his thing. He was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, when he died. He had an estate where he lived that had 1,200 acres of apple trees. So he got apples that have done such interesting and, for the most part, wonderful things with apples, the different hybrids, the different tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a Mac fan. I like delicious apples. I like the ones that are crisp and hard, kind of.
Oh,
you know, there's nothing worse than a
mushy apple.
The
Honeycrisp are really
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
and Gala's good, too. Pink Ladies,
yep.
Fuji.
Oh, they are.
But the thing about apple and why it's so far superior, it's the superior fruit. It has so many benefits. Like, it's better for you than a cup of coffee at helping you get energized without the crash later. Yep. It's supposed to be good for your teeth. And if you have an upset stomach, it can apples help.
I have an apple every single day. When I leave the house, I take the apple with me. I eat most of it, and then Daisy finishes the rest of it.
She
loves
wonderful.
Apples, too. I wanted to have them. I think we were the first people to be on this not fried chicken ice cream thing. Mm-hmm. The recall is all over the country now, from our neck of the woods up here in the Northeast down to the District of Columbia, South Carolina, Florida, 38 states now warning people to stay away from Life Raft Treats Not Fried Chicken Ice Cream. The one in the big bucket is the one to stay away from because apparently it's Listeria galore. So if you didn't hear us talking about that yesterday, here's the underscore of this. The original recall of all of these products came in August. This was at the South Carolina Department of Health. And they somehow or other came across somebody who got sick, and then they started studying what he'd eaten, and all of the ice cream he had eaten is not fried chicken ice cream, and they tested it, and it was loaded with Listeria. So then they went back. Apparently there's a product in the same outfit called Life is Peachy Ice Cream, or there's a kind of a little treat made out of ice cream. So anyway, something to be aware of continuing our focus. And that brings me around to wondering, how the heck do all these things get into the food? Rocks, metal, the bugs. How do they? Lately, there have been tons, like Trader Joe's, who've talked about all the problems they've had with their cookies and the bugs in the soup and the metal and the crackers.
Wasn't there, it was like remnants of a golf ball or golf clubs or something in one product we discussed recently. They all ran together, but I can understand some metal, like, oh, the machine broke or whatever. Or bugs, well, there's bugs in the warehouse. There's always a certain amount of bugs and insects that are in all food, like a chocolate bar. There's always a little, couple little eggs in there. But when it comes to the additional things, like rocks and golf equipment, what's that story? What's that about?
Well, and you just got to wonder what the quality control is like. For not only, again, we talk about Trader Joe's, been a lot of problem with Kraft stuff. Certainly.
Where are the inspectors that are supposed to be showing up on surprise all the time?
That's the FDA for you. That's our government not doing what you're paying for. That's a bottom line issue as part of this as well. So what is it to beware, be careful, and be safe? How about that as a way to end this conversation? 59 after on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.